This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Weather mayhem that has smashed into the United States and what the people are doing in Alaska, plus Puerto Rico, which is a territory, a hurricane spinning away from Puerto Rico, but catastrophic flooding, and a queen laid to rest. The last great funeral is what they're calling it. They being anybody with a pen and a headline and something to sell. But seriously, the ratings across the board for whatever television network that carried the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II from end to end are expected to be quite high. It is projected that 4 billion people watch the send-off for the Queen. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, just another day in paradise for me. I hope it's the same for all of you. I will say I did watch some of this funeral, the procession, and wow, such pageantry and pretty opulent and pretty amazing, I will say, the way that it was pulled off. It was a spectacle. What's interesting is the Queen, who, of course, dies at 96, knew that she was obviously not going to live forever and had made lots of plans for what she wanted, her wishes for her send-off. And a lot of that had to do with people being able to just see her coffin. So her body was in an incredible state in a coffin that everybody could see on a wagon that hadn't been used since 1979. And she was gone through pulled through the streets of London, and there were thousands and thousands of people who were lined up all over the place to just get a glimpse of Queen Elizabeth, throwing flowers, and there would occasionally be applause that would break out in some, some areas that she went through on her way from Westminster Abbey to her final resting place, Windsor Castle, which was a couple of hours actually away. So it was the big farewell to the Queen. It was the state funeral that drew presidents and kings and princes and prime ministers and whatnot, but you got to think of a monarch who was there for 70 years. I mean, that really is the end of an era, and the end probably of the kind of pomp and pageantry that was on display for the funeral. What I thought was interesting is they had a bell that tolled 96 times, once a minute for each year of her life. There were 142 Royal Navy sailors who used ropes to draw the gun carriage that was carrying her flag-draped coffin to Westminster Abbey, where ultimately the pallbearers, of course, got it and it was carried inside. There were then about 2,000 people that were there to mourn her, and it was all kinds of people from world leaders, but also healthcare workers who were on hand. And it was, when you think about it, royalty, when you think about what you know about kings and queens and all of that, I mean, on top of the coffin, there was the imperial state crown with almost 3,000 diamonds, and the Queen's orb and scepter, too, that was there as well. And it just reminded you of the history of what has gone on in England for so very, very, very long. And it was the people that I mentioned, the everyday people that were there along the route, the hearse that went from the capital to Windsor Castle, and the tossed flowers and you know, just millions that tuned into the funeral live, crowds that flocked to parks and all the public spaces, and there were reminders of all kinds of things of her life. Members of her staff held two of her leashed corgis when the body eventually arrived back at her final resting place, which would be at Windsor Castle. And I think for many, it's the, well, for everybody, it's the end of an era. So that's the Queen. And I'm sure there's be many things that are written about it and talked about it for a long time to come. By the way, it is official, of course, that Charles is king. His coronation isn't expected to happen, which is interesting, until maybe spring of next year, but officially he is king. So the crown has been passed. Puerto Rico has massive power grid problems. Look, they did last time, 5 years ago, with Maria. This time, you know, you had winds that knocked out power to the entire island of Puerto Rico over the weekend. And it's a house of cards. Look, it's a patchworky kind of system. Old equipment, it's failed. It failed during Hurricane Maria, even though they've upgraded it somewhat. And they've tried to restructure it, all of that, but have still had problems, and it was pretty evident by seeing what this storm did. So Hurricane Maria was a disaster, though. It killed 3,000 people, left a lot of people without power for a year, and it still is slow to get started. This time around, a couple of deaths report, but nothing like that. Maria, this time lots of rain. It made landfall on Sunday with 80-mile-an-hour winds, knocked out power to more than 3 million people, or the entire population, basically, of Puerto Rico. And some of it has been restored. So main hospital campuses, the airport, you know, whatnot, all of that is working. But there are still problems with many other people trying to get electricity. So here they are back in the same place again. And of course, it's been declared a disaster area again. FEMA pledges a bigger response than 5 years ago when they acknowledged systematic failures in the aftermath of Maria. And this time they're trying to do whatever they can. There were people that had already filled up gas tanks and shopped for whatever they needed. So that kind of helped this time around, a little bit different than the last time around. But power grid is still being exposed for what it is, and it's weak, and it's terrible, and it's antiquated, and it needs to be modernized. But that is a lot of money. So that means up for that kind of money, and it's all about that. I mean, look, the public utility, which controls power generation in Puerto Rico, is in bankruptcy and helped drive that territory, U.S. territory, into decade-long financial crisis already. Negotiations to restructure $9 billion in debt faltered just last week. And then this happens. So lots of power outages, lots and lots of problems. And in Alaska, also hit with a terrible storm, parts of Alaska flat out underwater, water that they have not seen in decades. In decades, I'm telling you. All right, hang with us. More coming your way. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Some of that somber music from the funeral of a century that has been talked about and that I just talked about here at the top, the pageantry, etc. The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II pulled past Buckingham Palace following her funeral service in Westminster Abbey and then ultimately arriving at her final resting place, as I mentioned. When you think of Windsor Castle, wow. Again, just absolutely incredible. And the fact that she dealt with 13 American presidents. Imagine that, 13 American presidents. Really 14, I guess, if you go all the way back to the very, very, very beginning. And then Charles, now who's going to be king, he would also have been present for some of those meetings. And looking at some of those old photos, is just something to see him with, you know, everybody from, gosh, going all the way back to, you know, hanging out with Richard Nixon's daughter. Charles would have been hanging out with her when there was a visit at that point. And looking at some of the photographs all the way up through Joe Biden. So it needless to say, as England is one of our closest allies, ironically, of course, breaking away from England as we did to establish this country, but how important that relationship is, and a relationship with the monarchy. All right, what else is buzzing around the planet that affects you and me? I always say, for goodness sake, this show is about that. It's about what's happened and what is going on and what are we paying attention to and I'll tell you what, something that we are definitely paying attention to, besides hurricane season and Fiona now and the awful damage to Puerto Rico, the nightmare that's happened in Alaska, far-reaching places from the mainland, if you will, but still connected, obviously, to the U.S., Alaska a state, and Puerto Rico a territory, so FEMA funds headed in both of those directions. The other thing that I think has a lot of people really, really finding themselves in conversations here and there about is border apprehensions. You know, it's exceeded 2 million this year, and now we keep hearing about buses of migrants that are being shipped off to all kinds of areas. So what happens is when they arrive in these areas, it's about humanitarian needs and figuring out what has to happen. The amount of time it takes to resolve these claims means they could be stuck for months or years because their cases have to be adjudicated. So there was a 2.2%, just to give you an idea, increase month over month in these encounters in August. This is data not from the top of my head. It's from the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol files. So that growth came despite the fact that there were actually fewer people coming from Central America and Mexico. It was mostly driven by people from Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, mostly coming from that direction. And, of course, there's ongoing negotiations, believe it or not, with countries that have these challenges receiving them back. And what are the economic hardships and what is of their home countries? Because look at the places that I just mentioned. And, you know, the Department of Homeland Security said on Monday that more people encountered at the border will be removed or expelled this year than any previous year. It's a problem. We know it. It's been a problem for decades. We can't go back and push this out of our minds from decades ago, because since I've been doing this show over 15 years, I've talked about it. I've talked about in the very beginning of my career traveling with the Border Patrol for an entire week and seeing horrific things happening and an overflow of people. So you look at this high level of immigration, and unfortunately you have people also legally trying to immigrate, and they're getting pushed back there. Look, the New York City mayor, Eric Adams, said his city needs help in getting the people because they're arriving and we don't know what to do. That the level is something that we can't handle. New York City. One of our biggest cities. And you've got Governor Abbott, who keeps trying to make a point of this. And then you've got DeSantis, Governor DeSantis in Florida, doing the same thing. And so many people talking about Martha's Vineyard all of a sudden getting an unexpected plane. Not a bus, but a plane with illegal immigrants, people who have come over, where they just put them on the plane and they were shipped out. And now that's being investigated by the Department of Justice as to, is there something there that's illegal or nefarious or akin to kidnapping? So, yeah, this is something being talked about, but it's something that's been talked about forever. For such a long time, with the same results, it seems, ultimately. The same problems that we keep seeing again and again and again. It is a full-blown crisis, and we know it. Who is going to step up to the plate and come up with a real solution to this riddle that keeps becoming really a terrible humanitarian crisis for lots of different border areas? And then also when you've got these sad stories of not the drug runners, not the criminals, but the people who are desperate to escape their circumstances and then are shuffled all over the place and have no idea what is going on. All right, the other thing I think is a what is going on moment that we're having, and this, I think, started during COVID because of the isolation, because of feeling like, woohoo, we can't be near anyone, screw it, we're getting in our cars and we're driving 100 miles an hour. The number of people killed on U.S. roadways actually fell a little bit from April through June, but it's still not good. The roads are massively congested, and the number of deaths, that's the key thing, is at a crisis level. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, again, their statistics, not mine, show that 20,175 people died in crashes from January through June, almost a 1% increase from the same period last year. So all these deaths on highways, and speed is one of the main culprits, and certainly we don't want this to be our new normal. And it goes to, look, fatalities started to rise a couple of years ago because the roads were mostly empty, the stay-at-home orders. So less traffic, speed increases, reckless, impaired driving, all of that kind of thing. People not even caring to wear seatbelts, so then problems with that too. How awful, right? I mean, how awful to hear these stories of people getting slammed into and losing their lives because somebody is a you-know-what driving like a maniac for just the fact of feeling like I can just drive like a maniac if I want to. Boy, would I love to see those numbers go in the opposite direction. I mean, 43,000 people killed on U.S. roads last year. Highest in 16 years. 16 years. And you know, when you see it, I mean, every day I see a crash somewhere. Every day. I said this when I was in Texas, and now in Florida I'm seeing the same thing, and I hear the same thing from, other people. I mean, look, I'm not naive. People do stupid things. They drink too much, and instead of getting in an Uber or having someone help them, where we have so many means for that, they get behind a wheel. But there is the speed issue where it's not anything to do mostly with alcohol. It's just pure out speed and selfish behavior, not caring about your fellow man. Come on, give me a break. There's other places, if you feel the need for speed, that you can get off on that and get that adrenaline rush. Not to lecture, but I think it is so ridiculous, so outrageous. All right, this isn't outrageous. We're going to hear your thoughts next as we hit the mailbag.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Most of Puerto Rico is without water and electricity following Hurricane Fiona hitting the island. Governor Pedro Pierluisi warned that it could take days to get the lights back on. A magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck Mexico's central Pacific coast. One person was killed at a mall when a wall collapsed on them. Queen Elizabeth II now laid to rest at Windsor Castle next to her late husband Prince Philip after a send-off that the Queen planned every detail of. Adnan Syed is a free man as Baltimore prosecutors investigate new leads and alternative suspects in the 1999 murder of Syed's estranged high school girlfriend, Syed, the subject of the hit podcast Serial. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow gained 197 points, the Nasdaq rose 86.5 points, and the S&P 500 added 26.5 points. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Let's talk about the mail.
All right, we didn't have to dig very hard because you filled up the mailbag. You can get a hold of me 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Here's a good one, and this is something we've been talking about a lot: the financial woes so many people are feeling. All of us are feeling the inflation, of course, the grocery prices. The problems, once again, with the supply chain, so many issues that make us all feel numb, including Jake, who listens to us and has been for a long time out of Austin, Texas. He says, "Howdy, Kate. We always have a place for you in Texas." He's telling me that all the time. He says, "What do you think the feds will do this next time?" Frankly, I think the idea of pushing up the rates has not really worked. Higher interest rates are supposed to slow lending, as you know, and some of the economic woes, but it doesn't seem like that's happening, does it? Are we going to see another increase? Well, the word is that we will see another increase. You know, you look at, you listen to and you look at what Jerome Powell's saying, and then we see where we've been now, like for mortgage right now, over 6% 30-year for most people. It climbed about 6%, so that's what we're seeing. It's the first time since 2008. That means borrowing money have slowed home buying significantly, because who's paying that? You start to look at the prices, you know, forget about it. And then you have some of the worst weeks we've seen overall with the world's biggest craps table, and that is the market, because it's pessimistic growth. The forecasts are ugly. And so getting the ugly earnings reports and getting the bleak news from the Fed puts the brakes on the stock market for sure. I mean, you know, we're in this kind of stop mode, and it's like our brakes are on fire. We're trying to stop and they're on fire. And we're seeing that corporations are having troubles with some of the gains. And you could say, well, who cares? It's ridiculous. That's the part of the problem. But then that reverberates back on all of us, too. And that's what the problem is, that goes back to, well, wait a second, having these rates go up is supposed to be the opposite, but it certainly does not seem like we're seeing that. So I believe it's not doing what it's supposed to do. I mean, you could look at energy, and energy's better when it comes to gas, but some of the other areas like consumer prices, I mean, the number is terrible, 8.3% in the past year through the end of August. So we're seeing that pressure. And the warning signs just keep multiplying, I think, ahead of what is going to be the next rate increase. What are we going to see? What's Powell going to ultimately do? And we'll know on Wednesday what happens. So are we going to see another increase? And is that not going to do what ultimately we were told it was going to do? So my answer is it's not working. It's not working. And what will the feds do? I don't think they're not going to have another increase. How big will it be is the question, and I can't answer that. There's been a lot of quietness when it comes to, it's like a whisper, when it comes to what happens next as far as the rates are concerned. So good question, Jake. John says, how bad Puerto Rico? I went there for my honeymoon. Beautiful people, beautiful country, and hey, weren't they supposed to be a state? So on the state thing, I've talked about it's ugly, the flooding, the power outages, terrible, of course, state of emergency once again. And the problem this time around versus Maria 5 years ago is a lot of water was dumped on one part of the island, and then the power grid is still weak, and there was even a bridge that was supposed to be a temporary bridge, but it was washed out. So there's problems. Some things held up a little better, but still significant problems, and they're still in a state of bankruptcy, really. So Puerto Rico has officially, years ago, it's been at least 4 years, they requested statehood to happen. They wanted to become the 51st state of the Union. But that hasn't happened. The Congress is in charge of creating states. And if they decide, if the representatives decide to put it on the docket and vote for statehood for Puerto Rico, it would happen. It would happen. But there's been plenty of arguments about not doing that, not wanting to do it, not wanting to pull them in. But staying as a territory isn't good for them because it's not a good deal. They don't get the rights that they would really get if Puerto Rico were a state. So stay tuned. It doesn't look like they're, and even maybe part of Puerto Rico is divided on this, but there's not enough push for it, right, to make it happen. So it's not. It's not happening, at least not now. I mean, they've requested it. They requested that it happen, but it's not happening. And they keep on pushing for 51, you know, help us out. Help us. We don't want to be our own saviors anymore. But do we want to have them and become their saviors? And that's part of, I think, the pushback. All right, how about this from Matt? He says, Kate, I am a 41-year-old man. I'm married. I have two kids. And damn, I got up and I watched the show of the Queen. I don't know. I got pulled into it, one, because I was being a nice guy to support my wife. She wanted to watch it. We really only stream on Netflix or Amazon or other things, so watching live TV was really kind of interesting for both of us. The kids weren't awake. We didn't have to do the shuffle that we normally would have to do on a Monday. And I have to say it was pretty awesome sight to see how the Brits responded to their queen and just filling up those streets. And it was an awesome, really, sight of pageantry. And what a send-off for a woman who was in power of some sort, if you will, for 70 years. 70 years is such a long time. And then her connection to the U.S., which on many of the things that I watched, because we were flipping around, was brought up again and again. And so there was a very good relationship with her, with all of the different presidents. And I think that's a good thing. And this was a different kind of story to spin away from all the negative things that we're constantly hearing. All right, yeah. I mean, 96, that's a life well lived, passing away basically in your sleep with little difficulty, and to be with your spouse for all of the years they were together, more than seven decades. Absolutely, people in the UK, not everybody, but lots of them loved their queen. Good for you, too, for doing the wife thing. My wife wanted to do it, so I got pulled into this. All right, here's another one that's kind of a cultural thing. Martha says, Kate, I know that you've taken the show in the past because I've listened off and on when I can for a long time to New York. I know you've been there for different events, including some political ones. And I'm sure that you caught some of those shows when you were in New York. I've taken my kids there over the years so they could experience what a Broadway show is like. And we had something cancel on us because of COVID, but still we've had some great experiences, including Hamilton. And I wonder if you ever saw Phantom, which I guess now is closing. And I think it was the longest running Broadway musical. Ding, ding, ding. Points for you, Mom, for taking trips to New York, etc. And yes, you know, if you wanted to look at the numbers of it, it's funny. I was listening to something the other day where they briefly mentioned it. 34 years and like 7 months, I want to say. It made worldwide, because it was such a phenomenon, $6 million. $6 million. And the main character is Christine. 36 different people have played that actress. It's amazing that I know some of the stuff because I just had seen it. And there was like all this random details about Andrew Lloyd Webber's creation. And I did see Phantom of the Opera. Here's kind of a cool story. I'll peel it back for you. I was traveling with the Dallas Cowboys, and one of the voices of the Cowboys at the time was a guy named Dave Garrett. And he was on the plane, too, and he said, a group of us are going to go see Phantom when we get off the plane. We're going to go to dinner, and we're going to go see it. Do you want to go? And I was, yeah, I jumped on that. And so I went with the voices, the two guys that were doing the Cowboys then, and a couple of other people, and it was really a fun time. And they were really making fun of the songs from Phantom of the Opera. I just remember, Phantom, you know, with the voices that they do. And they kept doing it. And it was kind of a silly, fun night. But it was a major, major production. So how about that? So thanks for throwing that one in there. All right, last one. This one is from Max. And he says, Kate, if Biden doesn't run on the Democratic side, which, by the way, I'm a Republican, and who knows what's going to happen there. DeSantis, I think you've talked about him before. I don't know that it's going to be Trump anyway. It could be DeSantis or someone else. Who do you think will come out and run? I can tell you who's going to run. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, he says he will run in 2024 if Biden doesn't. Send me your thoughts on anything. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Do you have
of those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
So on this show, we've talked about this a lot, the fight when it comes to childhood obesity, what an epidemic it is. And now you look at what's happening with the shortages, the nutrient shortages that are really hitting kids hard. So I am so pleased to welcome to the show Shailene McNeil, who is a nutrition scientist and a registered dietitian. And she's in this game. She studied health and sustainable diets for more than two decades. She's a mom. She gets it. She gets the whole idea of juggling things and busy schedules, and don't we all? So she's got some tips and recipes and some great stuff for us to talk about here. Shailene, thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
So let's talk about that. So teenagers, you know, at the point where they're running around, how many people are going through drive-thrus? Drive-thrus are crowded. I mean, so crowded that when I drive by them, I see that they're trickling into the main highways because people are just picking up fast food. So what do we need to do to get these teens healthy and strong?
Well, we really need to focus on getting nutrient-rich meals where we can. And, of course, they've got to be delicious and they've got to be easy so we can make it doable. As a mom, I definitely know that. I've got a teenager who would love to spend her time in the drive-thru, but I often remind her that you can make a meal at home quicker than you can make it over to the drive-thru place and wait in line and get your lunch there. So there's a lot of easy, quick tips that we can share that help make it possible to do that nutrient-rich, great-tasting food at home.
So let's talk about the protein options that are available, because protein is king, and beef, why beef is so easy and should be the go-to for a lot of these meals we're talking about.
Yeah, you know, when you start looking at protein options that you have, no other protein really brings quite the nutrition that beef provides. Yes, other proteins might have protein, but they don't have the iron and the zinc and the B vitamins that beef has. And why that is so important, especially for families with growing children and teens, is that these are the nutrient gaps that research is beginning to show that we're not getting enough of. So many children and teens just don't get enough iron and zinc and B vitamins. So when we put beef back into their diets and we make sure we're focusing on that, we're helping offset some of those big nutrition shortages that are still existing in our diets in the U.S. today.
Yeah, so let's talk about what parents can do as far as what meals would be like budget friendly, because that's what people are also griping about.
There's a lot of ways to stretch your budget with beef. And believe me, I'm always keeping my eyes open for new ideas because I'm the primary grocery shopper and the primary meal preparer at my house, too. So I feel the pain as well. But some of the tips that I love to share is, and we'll often do this, just kind of buy in bulk. So we'll buy extra ground beef when we're at the grocery store. We'll come home. We'll put some in freezer bags and put it in the freezer. And then we'll make a big batch of spaghetti or a one-pot lasagna or something that we can use in leftovers. So that saves time and money and a little bit of the chaos throughout the week to figure out what we're going to do. Another great tip that I love to share is planned overs. So they're not just leftovers, but we're thinking a little bit ahead. So if my husband's going to put a steak on the grill, well, I'll ask him to throw on a little extra, and then we'll cut up steaks strips off of that, and I'll put it in lunches throughout the week on tacos or something like that, or a salad. So planned overs is another great tip that helps stretch the budget as well.
Oh, I like that, planned overs. I think you coined a word. I never heard of that before. That's great.
Makes it sound a little tastier, doesn't it? And it really is. It really is, and it keeps things easy.
It sure does. So you talked about it. What can you put? The school year especially is hectic. So give us some of the recipes that you could share that might make it easier on some of these school nights.
Yes, for me, one of the things that can kind of be overwhelming is the kitchen cleanup. So I look for one pot meals where I can, and we have this delicious one pot beef lasagna that is not only so easy, but it's balanced nutrition, because in addition to the nutrient-rich beef, you're getting whole grains and veggies, and you can put it in one pot, eat on it as leftovers. Great idea. Another recipe idea tip that we have is to do handhelds. So many times, I know I have a high school athlete, and she's on the go constantly. A lot of times, she's grabbing something and running out the house to go to practice. So we have a rock and roll beef wrap where we use ground beef and some veggies, roll it up in a whole grain tortilla. She can grab that and go, and I know she's getting the protein and the nutrients that she needs to kind of fuel her sport for the day. Another idea is morning time. In our house, it can get a little chaotic, and I just really feel better as a mom when my kids leave, knowing that they have some protein and some good nutrition in their belly before they get to school. So we have this beef and egg scramble that you can do in a coffee mug in less than a minute. So I'm always encouraging her, get in there, whip that together, and you'll have a protein-rich breakfast that can start your day off right. So great ideas for breakfast, lunch, and dinner to make it easy on parents and families.
Oh, that all sounds good to me. So where can our listeners go to learn more?
Check out beefitswhatsfordinner.com. We've got these great recipes, nutrition tips. Be sure and come visit us, because we are the go-to expert for all things beef here at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
I love it. Shailene McNeil, thanks.
Thank you.
So an abbreviated man cave, speaking of being in shape, and there's lots of planned overs, I think, that happen for some of these athletes because they're constantly burning the fuel, like Jalen Hurts. It was a doubleheader on Monday night. The Philadelphia Eagles knocked off the Vikings 24-7. He has arrived. Wow. I remember seeing him at Alabama and Oklahoma. And you think the year that he was quarterback, Alabama won, he was incredible, whether he was scrambling to make touchdowns, whether he was throwing deep, whatever it was, he was a very, very big, big part of what happened. The Eagles are 2-0. He throws for 333 yards, has 390 yards of total offense with three total TDs. This is a good team. It's a good team, and poor Vikings fans, they are now 1-1. The Bills are also a great team. Their blowout of the Titans says something. Josh Allen has definitely already arrived. But he threw for 317 yards and 4 touchdowns in 3 quarters. He had a field day throwing the ball to his one of his favorite targets, Stephon Diggs, who caught 12 passes for 148 yards and 3 scores. And Buffalo's offense had a great defense to help them. It shut down the Titans, including their star running back, who's amazing, Derrick Henry. He had just 25 yards and 1 touchdown on 13 carries. A great time for me to remind all of you that we have this thing called Nail the Score. We do it on Tuesday night. In our first hour, last segment, you can win some fabulous prizes and bragging rights. Look, you don't even have to like football. I just pick the game of the week. You call in or send an email during that segment to let me know what team you're picking and what's your guess, numerical guess as to what the final will be. And if you win, woohoo, the imaginary or virtual confetti will fly. And you will win those prizes. Giants beat the Panthers 19-16. If you look at the highlights, it's a crazy weekend, week two of the NFL. Jacksonville just shut down the Colts. Matt Ryan, knock, knock, where are you? He had 3 interceptions, 24 zip, a bagel. The Dolphins, that's a huge story. Tua comes back. Throws for, I swear, almost 500 yards, 6 touchdowns, 28 points in the fourth quarter, beating, shocking, the Ravens at home in Baltimore, 42-38. And the Dolphins are 2-0 and look really good. Patriots pick up their first win by beating the Steelers 17-14. The Jets with a shocker coming back and beating the Browns 31-30. The Buccaneers had all kinds of things happen in the Superdome. Who dat nation? Where are my Saints fans? I got a ton of them. I know you're listening to us in New Orleans and all over Louisiana. Tough loss for Jameis Winston and the Saints, but the Buccaneers rolled. 20-10 was the final score there. There wasn't much going on early in that game. It was really looking like New Orleans was going to get this thing. I mean, they had 3 points only at the halfway point, 3 zip. And then Tampa Bay in the third quarter put up 3 points. That's the kind of game it was, and all of a sudden it exploded in the fourth quarter. There was a wild skirmish that led to ejections of several players, including New Orleans corner Marshon Lattimore, and also Bucks receiver Mike Evans, who's been suspended for a game. Brady was frustrated. He was caught on camera throwing a tablet to the turf. And looked like he shattered it. I have no idea, but he was obviously quite upset. So the skirmish was wild. And the score did reflect a win. And it was a crazy one, like I said, for the Saints, who looked like they possibly would have won that because they've always had his number. The other winners, the Lions won, the Rams won, the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo, they won as well. It was the Raiders losing to the Cardinals in a thriller in overtime. Woohoo! Where are my Arizona fans? KVOI peeps sending me all kinds of messages. Cowboys with a kick at the end beating the Bengals, who bungled it 20-17. And this was the backup quarterback, Cooper Rush, who I like. The Broncos beat the Texans. It was the Packers over the Bears handily 27-10. And the Chargers beat the Chiefs. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.